朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
得人的智慧，我们已经讲了四堂，今天是第五堂，也是最后一堂。
In the past weeks, we have already given four sections on the winning of souls. And today we'll give the final episode to this topic.
我们把以下的时间恭敬地交在主的手中，求主亲自向我们每一个人说话。
We would like to render the rest of the time of this worship into God's own hand and ask the Lord Himself to speak to us.
今年七月四号。就是我们教会夏令会的最后一天，我代表教会请这一次的这个讲员陈继明牧师在 Chinatown 吃饭。
July 4th of this year, which is also the last day of a family conference, on behalf of our church congregation, I was taking our speaker of that conference to go out and dine with us.
吃完饭以后，我们从那个餐馆走到 Chinatown， 走到外面。突然，我们看到很紧张，因为有好几个这个救火车来。原来有个小的火警。
After we had our supper, we were walking out of Chinatown. All of a sudden, we saw a small fire, and there were so much things happening at the same time.
我不晓得是我的个性呢，还是怎么回事？年纪那么大了，看到这些还是很兴奋。
I don't know whether it's due to me, my personality, or whatever.I was very much excited by everything going on.
所以就跟着人群就是看热闹。
So I followed everybody and just look at the crowd.
后来我就到了那个现场。
Then I went to the site.
那天我站在那个地方，可以说有很多很多的事情对我有很深的启发。
That day, there are many things have different impacts on me.
我一直就很喜欢观察我的四周，观察一些人。
I've ever, you know, very much liked to observe those people around me and this environment around me.
在大学念书的时候，我很喜欢看一个人的衣着，然后来决定他到底是从哪里来的。
When I was studying in college, I would love to observe from a person's the way they dress themselves and try to figure out where they were from.
在台湾，我坐在公共汽车上，我很喜欢看我四周的人，看他们的脸部的表情，然后来想他们到底在想什么。
In Taiwan, whenever I have a chance to sit in the bus, that I would like to observe the people around me and try to figure out from their expression what they might be thinking of.
我非常喜欢看人。
I love to observe people.
那加上上帝很怜悯我，给我一个远视眼，所以看得很远。
God has blessed me very much that He gave me farsighted, so I can observe people.
很多时候我在讲道完了以后，有一个弟兄在一个姊妹在门口看到我说：“我来了，你知不知道？”我说：“我当然知道，因为你在打瞌睡。
”Many times the brothers and sisters will ask me, did you see me attending the Sunday service? Pastor Lee would say, yes, of course, I saw you sleeping.
那天我注意到我的四周有三种的人。
On that day of a fire, I saw around me three different types of people.
一种人是受害人，就是他们自己家里面烧房子的那些灾民。
The first group of people are the victims.
那么另外一些跟我一样在旁边旁观者。
Then the second group are people like me, people's bystanders.
那么第三种人呢，就是那些忙得不得了的这些救火员。
The third type of people are those busy helping out, putting away the fire.
我注意看这些灾民，这些受害的人。
I was really observing these victims.
慌慌张张，不知所措。
They were so worried, not knowing what to do.
我突然看见一个太太从那个火烧的房子里面出来。
All of a sudden, there's a lady coming out of the house which was burning.
我想我没有办法忘记那个时刻她脸上的表情。
I couldn't forget the expression on her face at the time.
我们知道一个人受惊的时候，那个表情非常的特别。
We know that when a person is in fright, the expression is very peculiar.
但是我也注意到一件事情，就是她虽然脸上非常的着急，但是她手上拿了五六件她的衣服。
We know that, you know, when I was watching her, that even though her expression is very much worried, but she carried with her five pieces of her clothing.
我猜她在火烧的时候，她要决定要拿一些东西出来。
I guess in my mind that when she was facing the fire, she was deciding in her mind which of the things to bring out.
但是许多的人在慌张的当中，方寸都乱了，不知道怎么样来判断价值。
But there are many people that are so worried and or so frantic that they could not evaluate the worth of things.
他卷了五六件衣服，我看看比我身上穿的也没有好到哪里去。
Out of the five or six pieces of clothing that she had in her hands, they don't look very good.
虽然在那一个时刻里面，也许她觉得那几件衣服是最重要、最宝贵、需要抢救出来的东西。
But in that particular moment, maybe in her mind, those are the things of most value to her.
那天这件事情给我有非常深刻的印象。
That day, this particular sight gave me a deep impression.
也配合我这几年在传道的侍奉上讲到供求的问题一个很强的一个挑战。
Which also complements my topics on supplying in the past few years.
到底今天我们在教会里面要用什么东西来帮助这些来到教会心灵有需要的人？
Today, how are we able to help those people that come to this church or congregation with needs in their heart?
前年周主培牧师到我们中间来领布道会，在开会之前，在我的办公室里面跟他一起祷告。
A few years ago, Reverend Chow,
Moses Chow
came and led us in an evangelical meeting.
那么在那个布道会的时候，我在一起祷告的时候，他有一句话留下很深刻的印象。他说：“主啊，我不知道今天是哪一些慕道的或者不信的人来，求你在他们的心里面制造一个饥渴慕义的心。”
On that particular day, there's one particular thing he said about that has set inside of me a great impact. He said, Lord, I don't know among this congregation that had come to attend the evangelical meeting. Of all the people that come, I don't know how many were seeking and how many actually know you. But in all of them that attend, I ask that you give inside of them a heart, a thirst for righteousness.
换句话说
In another word,
求主让这些来参加布道会的人知道他真正的需要是什么。
We ask that the Lord would bless these people that attend the evangelical meeting to know what their needs are.
在那次的这个经验里面，我看到第二种人就是那些旁观者。
In the fire, the experience of that fire, I saw the second type of people.
很明显，很明显的分成两类的人。
They vividly separate into two groups of people.
一种的人，你可以从他的脸上看见他那种爱莫能助的那种感觉。
The first type of people belong to those who want to help but not knowing how.
但是另外一种人，我印象也是很深。对我来讲，我心里面觉得很难过的，就是他们多多少少带着一种幸灾乐祸的一种表情。
The second type of people which troubles me very much was the type of people who are actually enjoying this.
几乎就在那一个 Chinatown 的那一个火灾的那个地方，我向神做了一个祷告。
It's almost there at that site. I made a prayer to the Lord.
我说主，我求你帮助我，让我不做一个这一种的旁观者。
I said, Lord.Please help me so I will not belong to this type of a bystander.
让我们这个教会每一个弟兄姊妹也不做这一种的旁观者。
That this church, everybody in this church would not fall into that kind of category.
我们站在旁边，我们愿意帮助，但是我们不知道从何帮起。
There are some people standing beside the accident, not knowing what to help.
更糟糕的就是我们带着一种幸灾乐祸的心情。来看这些非基督徒。
What makes it worse is sometimes we look at the non-Christian and we have a kind of attitude that are not healthy. We actually enjoy.
然后我就注意到这些救火员。
Then I pay attention to the firefighters.
都非常熟练，但是我分成两种的熟练。
They're very mature and very experienced, but they can fall into two different categories.
一种是非常的机械化。敬意物的。
The first type is very dutiful, very mechanical.
但另外一种，我在旁边看了，我心里很受感动。他们有一种悲天悯人的那种感觉和表情，很自然的从他忙忙碌碌里面流露出来。
The second kind of people which touched me very much are the ones that really had compassion for the people they're serving.
今天求主把这样一种救火员的热情赏赐给我们在座每一位基督徒。
Today we ask the Lord to bless all of us sitting here with this kind of zealousness.
但是我在过去四次已经再三的强调，我们在负担里面需要主给我们技巧。
In the past four times, we had asked the Lord to give us special skill.
在爱心的里面求主给我们智慧。
We ask the Lord to give us blessing of wisdom in our compassion.
我们一而再、再而三提到箴言书十一章三十节，智慧的人必能得人。
Many times we refer to Proverbs chapter
11:30.
We ask that the Lord says the righteous, he who wins souls is wise.
让我们回到今天刚才陈英弟兄带我们读的约翰福音第九章，我们要从主耶稣在约翰福音里面那个关心人的这一个个案，我们再来整理他得人的智慧到底是什么。
We want to all return back to John chapter 9, the verse that we just read, the chapter we just read earlier, led by the chairperson. And we want to study this case and see how, in the process of having compassion for people, we can meet their needs.
在约翰福音里面，我们知道这是约翰收集的第六个神迹，关于耶稣基督所行的。
We know in John chapter 9 recorded the sixth miracle that Jesus had performed according to John.
从整章的圣经来看，第一节到十一节是很明显的一个段落，从十二节一直到末了是另外一个段落。
If you read the entire chapter, it's very obvious that verses 1 to 11 fall into the first episode, first passage, and then from 12 to the end of the chapter, fall into the second.
那么第一段呢是主耶稣医治一个肉眼的瞎子。
The first one, verses 1 to 11 refer to Jesus Christ healing a person that's literally blind.
那在后面这一段呢是主耶稣帮助一些心灵里面瞎眼的人。
In the following chapter, that Jesus was helping the needs of those who are blinded inside.
当然，我们也可以从这个生来是瞎子的这一个人的身上看见，在整章的圣经，他对耶稣有一个逐步、逐步的认识。
From the first, 11 verses, we can see from the point of view of the blind man that he had a gradual understanding of who Jesus Christ is.
第一节到十二节，我们可以用十一节来做代表。他提到耶稣，他说有一个人的名字叫做耶稣。
In verse 11, we read that he replied that there's the man they called Jesus.
然后从十三节到二十三节，我们看见第二段，他对耶稣有更深一层的认识。
From verses 13 to the end, he had a further understanding of who Jesus is.
在十七节告诉我们说，他认耶稣为先知。
The verse 11, he referred to Jesus as 17. He referred to Jesus as prophet.
然后第三段从二十四节到三十四节，我们看见他对耶稣又有进一步的认识。
From verses 24 to 34, he has another understanding of Jesus.
三十三节说这人是从神那里来的。
Verse 33 said, "This man is from God."
那么三十五节到四十一节，很明显，我们看见他对耶稣有一个最高的一个认识。
From verses 35 to 41, he had a greatest understanding of Christ.
他认识耶稣是神的儿子。
He recognized Jesus to be the Son of God.
所以我们在整章的圣经，我们可以看见这个故事是一气呵成的。
So we see from the entirety of this chapter that the story is recorded in one incident.
他对耶稣的认识是一步一步逐渐的认识。
His understanding of Christ is a gradual one.
在他信仰的经验里面，也是一步一步的。
In this experience of his faith, it's also a gradual process.
但是今天我们没有时间看全章，我们只看前面这十一节的圣经。
But today, we cannot go back to the entire book. We can only pay attention to the first 11.
在这十一节圣经里面，我们看到主耶稣跟这一个瞎子接触的时候，我们起码看见有两点可以今天作为我们榜样。
Today, when we read verses 1 to 11, we see when Jesus' first encounter with blind man, he has two ways of setting the examples for us.
请弟兄姊妹注意第一节到第三节。
Please pay attention to verse 1 to 3.
我们在这里看见耶稣和门徒有一段的对话。
We see a dialogue carry on between Jesus and his disciples.
而在简单的对话里面。
But in the simple dialogue,
我们看见主耶稣和门徒所说的这些话里面，给我们看见很重要的一些提醒。
We see there's a great reminder happened in this dialogue.
在这里提醒我们说，理论比这个行动比理论还要重要。
Here it talks about great. It's better to do than to talk. Okay. Action is greater than theory.
爱心比知识更重要。
Compassion is greater than wisdom. Knowledge.
我们讲这个得人的智慧已经讲了四次。
We have already talked about these topics for four times already.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹，有不少的人有很好的反应。
Thanks be to God that many people have good reaction to the topic.
但是求主帮助我们，我们的反应不是单单止于欣赏的反应。
But we ask the Lord help us not just to appreciate this.
让我们有行动的反应。
We ask that the Lord will cause an action.
两个礼拜以前有一个人打电话给我。
Two weeks ago, a man called me. A person called me.
说李牧师，你这几次讲道对我帮助很大。
He said, Pastor Lee, you have helped me a great deal in the past.
我心里面很高兴。
I'm really pleased in my heart.
我说你带了几个人信耶稣。
I said, how many people have you led to the Lord?
他说你讲的跟带人信耶稣没有关系，对我来讲。
He said, what you said had nothing to do with bringing people to the Lord.
我发现你讲那些道，我把它用在我们家里面，帮助我们夫妇的关系很多很多。
The man said, "I found out that you know."
No, not the man said. that one said.
Oh, that person said, The person said that I've discovered what you said in the sermon had helped me a great deal in dealing with the husband, wife, or family relationship. I have applied your topic on winning souls in the husband-wife relationship. The person said that after listening to your sermons, that greatly enhanced the relationship between my spouse and I.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要在神的面前用行动、用生活的调和来回应主给我们说的话。
Brothers and sisters, we need our action in response to what the Lord has said to us.
很多时候我们在传福音的事上，我们实在需要主给我们更多的行动，而不是单单理论而已。
Many times we really need the Lord to help us to carry out in action, not just in theories.
请大家不要把约翰福音合起来，我们翻到这个腓立比书，因为等一下我们还要回到约翰福音。请各位看腓立比书第一章，保罗提到腓立比教会有一些传福音的人的一些现象。
Please don't close your leave your finger where John is, but we're now turning to Philippians, where Paul talking about several kind of people receiving the Lord.
请我们看腓立比书第一章十五节到十七节十八节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1, verses 15 to 18.
请各位看你手上的圣经，我读一下这一段的经文。他说，有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意。这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚。十八节，保罗说，这又何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
Okay, verses 15 to 18. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so in love, knowing that I am put here for a defense of the gospel. The former preached Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached, and because of that I rejoice.
保罗在这里告诉我们，今天传福音有各种不同的动机。
Paul here tells us that there are many motives for people wanting to preach the gospel.
虽然有的人传福音的动机不对，在这里非但这个在动机上有问题，而且加给保罗许许多多的一些压力和难处。
Here Paul talked about even though some people spoke the gospel out of terrible motives, which also add to trouble to him.
但是保罗他说，我心里面很欢喜，因为基督传开，我就欢喜，我就高兴。
But Paul here said that in that he rejoiced as long as the name of Christ is manifested.
因为他看重真正有行动，真正有传福音的动作，这是对保罗来讲，这是他最大的关切。
To Paul, his greatest concern is that people actually carry out spreading the gospel.
好，我们现在回到第九章，看约翰福音。我们看见门徒在这里向着耶稣发出一个问题，在第二节。
Here in John chapter 9, the disciples asked Christ a question.
老实说，这个问题是相当有深度的一个问题。
In verse 2, there's a question of great depth being asked.
而且这个问题不只是有深度，而且这个问题也相当的敏感。
Not only is it a very, very profound question, also it's a very sensitive one.
他们问耶稣说，拉比，这个人生来是瞎眼，他生来就是瞎眼，到底是因为他犯罪呢，还是因为他的父母亲的罪影响到他落到这样不幸的状况？
Here it says, Rabbi, this man has sinned, whether this person has sinned or because of the sin of his parents that lead him into this kind of situation today.
门徒提出来的是一个罪与罚的一个哲学问题。
The disciples had asked the question regarding sin and punishment and law.
或者门徒在这里提出来的是犯罪与报应的一个道德的问题。
No, in other words, the disciple perhaps was asking a question of cause and effect, sinning and punishment.
那么这也是当时的犹太人非常喜欢讨论的一个热门的话题。
This is a very hot topic among the Jews at the time.
我们可以从旧约圣经，我们可以从许许多多的当时的资料，可以找到这两个问题的答案。
In the Old Testament and also in other research materials, we can find out results or answers to these questions.
我们可以找到很多很有趣的一些理论。
We can see very, very funny, interesting theories.
我们说从父母亲的罪性带出来的遗传影响到下一代，也许我们还可以了解这样的一个道理。
Sometimes you may be able to understand the theory that perhaps the parents have sinned, therefore the children suffer from the crime.
那么一个生来是瞎眼的人，他自己的犯罪怎么影响他的这个不幸的事情？这是一个很不可思议的事情。
Then how can we argue that the person who is blind from since birth and argue by saying that he himself has sinned since birth?
有许多当时的神学家、哲学就在探讨这个问题。
There are many theologians have tried to discuss this question.
后来他们发现，在圣经里面，在旧约圣经里面，在创世纪二十五章提到，有一个母亲怀了一对双胞胎。
In Genesis chapter 25, recorded there's a woman, a mother with the twins inside her womb.
就是以扫跟雅各的故事。
The story of Esau and Jacob.
那么他们说，你看，在胎里面的时候，这些人就是坏蛋。
They said, well, even in the mother's womb, these people are bad.
他们两个人就在胎里面，就在争先恐后。
In the womb of the mother, they were already trying to fight out who's first.
所以就用那样的一个圣经来支持约翰福音第九章。门徒所提出来这个问题。
So they were trying to elude from Genesis chapter 5 to support their argument in John 9.
那么我们看见当时希腊人也有另外一种的说法，柏拉图特别提到说，在人生下来以前，有一个地方，有一个大的一个仓库，里面都是存着灵魂。
In Plato, the Greek believes that in before a person is born, there's a big warehouse containing nothing but souls.
那么那些灵魂有好的有坏的。
They're good souls and they're bad souls.
所以那些坏的灵魂生下来以后就有很多悲惨的事情。
So the bad souls, once they become born into human being, they will have bad results.
所以我们今天看这个问题，好像觉得这是一个不太容易解答的问题，其实在当时是一个相当热门，大家在讨论的一个问题。
Today, when we're looking at this question, it seems like impossible for us to answer, but at the time, it's a hotly discovered question, a discussed question.
其实我们如果常常出去跟非基督徒接触，我们发现有一些我们常常会面对的一些人家问我们的问题，跟这个问题有关系。
Today, in our dealing with non-Christians, we find out they often ask questions similar to this.
我相信大家有这样的经验，有人问我们哈，当我们跟他传福音的时候，他说神如果是全能的话，如果神是万能的全能的，为什么今天这个世界罪恶泛滥？
Many times when you're trying to talk to the non-Christian, they may raise the question like, if God is all powerful and almighty, and how can he allow sin and crime in this world?
如果神是万能的，他好像束手无策，好像对着这个有病的世界他无能为力。
If God was powerful and almighty, how can he dealt or face put up with this kind of crime in this world?
我不知道我们有没有碰到这样的问题。
I don't know if any of you have been met with this question.
有人说类似的问题，他们说上帝是爱。如果上帝是爱的话，为什么今天有许多悲惨的事情发生在我们四周？
Some people say that if God was love, how can he condone sin or sorrow?
我没有时间看，不过听说最近在电视里面有一个连续剧叫 War and Remembrance。特别提到这600万犹太人受苦的事情，我们这很多人跑来问我们。
I have not seen this show, but in the past week there was a show called War and Remembrance. They're talking about the 6 million Jews suffered in the Holocaust, and many people come and ask this question.
神是爱。
God is love.
那么这600万人这个牺牲，600万人的受苦，到底你怎么解释
？How do you explain the sacrifice of the 6 million Jews？
刚刚过着这个礼拜三，我在一个人家里面，他们请我们去吃这个感恩节的晚餐。
In the past Wednesday, we shared a Thanksgiving supper with a friend.
那天我们大概十几个人，里面有5个医生。
That day, out of the 10 or so people, there were 5 doctors.
里面好几个医生不是基督徒。
There are many doctors that were not Christians.
我们那天就从堕胎的问题谈起。
That day, we got on this topic of abortion.
很多时候我们出去跟非基督徒接触的时候，我们要面对这一类我们在教会里面有的时候避免不谈的问题。
Many times in dealing with non-Christians, we would come upon questions that would not talk about in church.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。